Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Thank God for another day, and thank everyone for tuning in. As always, we'd like to thank all of our very fine listeners who continue to support us here at Pastor's Aid. It's just been a tremendous blessing to be able to interact and to just to be able to share on a weekly basis. And we say to God be the glory. It's been a great day today. We're able to worship God in spirit and truth and able to have our evening ministry, our crash ministry with Minister Dwight Baylor. Did an awesome job with identifying some things with young people in regards to being who God has called them to be and not trying to be someone else, not trying to perpetrate a fraud. And it was great to be a part of that ministry today. So we say, to God be the glory and great job, Minister Baylor. Thank everyone from Judah Church, from northeast Washington, D.C., off Rhode Island Avenue. They came over and fellowship with us. And so we had a great time for our monthly youth evening program. But tonight we want to get into our program. More of a topic that I think everyone can relate to. You get a certain age and you are interested in someone or someone's interested in you, and you begin to start dating. So we want to talk about, you know, dating and, you know, what's expected on dates. And, you know, you can date at, you know, various stages and various engagements, whether you're single and dating, whether you're married and dating, you have all kinds of types of relationships. But dating basically is when, you know, people get together, two people get together and try to, for whatever reason, get along with someone for a period of time on a date. And some are awkward, some more awkward than others. Some are right, some things feel right, and some things feel right. But after you've been dating for a while, you find out that it's not right. And, you know, it can get complicated. But, you know, I believe at various stages, most people enjoy dating and enjoy being with people. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. Push 1, and we'll be glad to get you in on the conversation tonight, talking about dating and what is expected. A lot of times when you go out on a date, particularly for the first time, you meet somebody in your community, you meet somebody, you know, whether it's in person, whether it's through social media, you know, whether it's online, whether it's, you know, at work or, you know, at a club or the grocery store, bookstore, you know, you meet someone. And for the most part, when people meet, they try to put on their best behavior. In other words, they try to be, you know, cordial. They try to be, you know, in a position where they try to be able to get along, try to act civil with someone. For the majority, if people are not hurried or in a rush, or, you know, have their minds preoccupied with things, most time people, when they first meet, they try to say good morning, good afternoon, or whatever. And, you know, that's can be the start of, you know, trying to figure out, you know, if that person is open for a date or if that person is not open for a date. There's the initial contact, and then, you know, after the initial contact, you have to go through this thing of, you know, if I'm in the position that I want to date, and then number two, am I going to date, or am I going to make myself available to date, or if I'm going to offer to pursue some person. And, you know, it can be awkward at times, and, you know, only person I'm dating now is my wife, and, you know, most of the time, we you know, it's not awkward anymore because we've been together, you know, going on 25 years now, and it's not awkward now. We call and, you know, talk about certain things and what's happening and, you know, what you like to do, what you would like to do, and, you know, are you available? And she'll ask me, what's your schedule like? Are you available tonight? Or she'll send me a text, you know, what are you doing tonight? What do you think about this? Would you like to, we're in a movie. Would you like to, you know, watch a DVD, go to dinner, or, you know, go for a ride or whatever? And we kind of, you know, go back and forth during the week setting up dates like that. But it's pretty, you know, with her and I, it's pretty informal because, you know, we've been dating for, oh my gosh, almost 30 years now. and you know, it's not as awkward as it was, you know, when we first started. And, you know, when we go to the movies, or we go out to dinner, or we go for a drive, or we go to the park, or wherever we go, we know what's to be expected, you know. We know that if we're going by ourselves, we're not going to rush, we're going to take our time. You know, we're going to, you know, enjoy the scenery, enjoy, you know, just some conversation and spending time with each other. And, you know, that's what we know what's expected. And we've done it over and over again. We know that most of the time, if we're going to go somewhere, you know, within, you know, 20 miles or so from the house, she'll drive up or I'll drive up. But she knows and I know that if one drives up, then the other one's going to drive back. So we know that's expected. If we're going somewhere, you know, I'll drive up or I'll drive down, and she'll drive up or she'll drive down. We know that's what's going to be expected. And, you know, those are the one of the things that, you know, married people, you know, have certain things, unspoken things that we do when we're dating. And you know, like you said, it's unwritten rule that if I choose a restaurant, you know, this week, she'll choose one next week, or, you know, vice versa. It's where a thing where you know what to expect in the date, you know what to expect, you know, as far as your driving, as far as the food, you know, we know what we're going to wear, you know, we know, you know, the places that we like to go, and, you know, the different things we like to try. And then we also know the things that we're just not going to do and the places we're not going to go. So, you know, you have to know what's expected when you begin to start. When you begin to start dating, excuse me. It's interesting that the more you begin to start dating, the more you begin to start learning, even subliminally, easy for me to say, that what's to be expected. You know, that's, you know, just like a boring standpoint, I guess, from people that are single compared to people that are married, because, you know, people that are married, you're dating the same person all the time. Whereas when people that are single, you know, they have a tendency to want to date, you know, different people. And, you know, sometimes that can be fun. Sometimes that can be exciting. And then sometimes you feel that, you know, it's kind of risky. You know, it's like you don't know what you're going to get. You know how the person's going to be. And so you have to be careful when you're, you know, dating first time with people. So that's what we're talking about tonight. I know everybody's got different viewpoints on dating, what's to be expected on dates. I know when I was coming through high school and started dating, you know, it was like, what was she going to allow you to do on the first date? What were you going to do on the first date? Were you going to open the door for her? Are you going to hold her hand? Would she allow you to put your hand on her shoulder? Would she allow you to get a kiss at the end of the first date? You know, all those things, you know, what's to be expected. And, you know, it was really kind of awkward, you know, first time out, first time dating, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what to be expected. Should I do this? Should I do this? But most of the time, you know, it's for myself, I always try to act like a gentleman, try to open the door for the lady, try to make sure she was comfortable, make sure I have enough money to pay for the movie or the dinner, to make sure, you know, we parked in a good place and walked her, you know, to our house or to her apartment. And, you know, all of those nice things. Didn't want to seem like I was too aggressive, like I was ready to, you know, take her home and do the wild thing right away. But, you know, just try to present myself as, you know, the fine young man that I am. And, you know, I guess it's a little different nowadays. We'll probably get some people on the phone in a little bit, but it's different nowadays about dating and what to be expected. I'm like I said, I know what to expect with my wife and I. We've been together going on 30 years, and, you know, it's pretty much a routine of let's pick what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, what date we want to go, you know, what day we want to go on, where we want to go, how far we want to go, you know, amount of money we want to spend. You know, money is coming from the same account, so it's not like who's paying for it. But it's a thing of once we've gotten to know each other, our dates go pretty smooth. You know, we know, you know, what we like, what we don't like, what we're going to talk about, you know, what we enjoy doing, what we don't enjoy doing, and, you know, enjoying it together is, you know, is our date night and, you know, our date day. But, you know, just want to hear what people are expecting when they go out on dates. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569 at 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And he loves you. Somebody like you. somebody like you, yeah.
And we're back. Thank you for holding through the break. Again, this is yours truly, Pastor C, in studio in Forestville, Maryland. And we were talking tonight about dating and what's to be expected. What's to be expected? I was just sharing from a married man's point of view. That's been married for quite a period of time and dating same woman for about 30 years. What's expected between my wife and I's relationship. And, you know, just I'm sure a lot of married people can relate to that. But one of the important things is to really understand that it's important to know that we all are people that like to interact with each other. We have a capacity to want to have companionship. And when you have that capacity and to want companionship, the natural thing is to set up times or dates to try to interact with someone to feel that desire to have companionship. You know, and most people go about that through through dating. And, you know, it's just a thing where over the years, people have had success and people have not had success. Some people have been real fortunate. I consider myself real fortunate. And some people have had a trying time, you know, going through this whole dating process. I know that, you know, at my age and my patient level that, you know, some of the stuff that some of the folks go through that I just wouldn't have time for it or the patience for it. But you have to, when you begin to start trying to interact with someone, you have to know what's expected. And when you go into it and, you know, try to share with these young people, you have to make things clear about, you know, what's going to be expected, you know, from each person's part, whether the male part or the female part, going into a date, going to a dating relationship. You have to know up front, hey, you know, this is, you know, what I'm looking at, and, you know, this is what, you know, I'm expecting. My daughter, she's at age where she's dating, you know, every now and then, but for the most part, when she goes out on dates, she is telling the young fellas that she just wants to be friends, and she's not looking for any, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationship. She just wants to be friends, to go out, interact, and that's about it. But we've taught her that, you know, you need to make everything perfectly clear so there is no gray areas or no I thought or I believed or I didn't know type of conversations that can be awkward and frustrating, you know, in the middle of the date or at the end of the date. And so, you know, what's to be expected, I believe in dating that you need to make those things known clearly up front. And when you make them known clearly up front, what happens is then, you know, the boundaries are set. And people know, okay, this is what we talked about up front. Then I know that this is as far as we need to take this. This is as far as we need to go with this. One of the things that she talks with, you know, whoever she might be going out with, as far as the area of alcohol, or she's not at the age to drink, and if she doesn't choose to be around folks that are drinking, and folks that are driving, that are drinking. And so she makes this clear up front. If we're going to go out, folks, you know, we're going to be alcohol free and not going to be around an environment where alcohol is causing me to feel uncomfortable being around people that are consuming alcohol. And, you know, that's her take on it. That's her preference on it. That's what, you know, she wants to be involved with. And so, you know, that's what expected when you meeting her. This is what she says is expected if you want to go out with her and or hang out on a date or wherever, you know. That's what she's telling people that you know, she's expecting. And, you know, when someone tells you that up front, it's not like, oh, I didn't know, how do we end up here? You know, what's going on with the alcohol? Or are there just a few people here and I'm not drinking, or we have a designated driver and, you know, don't worry about it. You know, that situation immediately or in the conversation leading up to it was already discussed. And, you know, if you didn't know that, now we do know it, then, you know, we need to change our venue of where we're going out on a date. Because this is something that, you know, I choose not to do. I don't want to do it. I'm not comfortable doing it. And, you know, this is what is expected when I date you or when we go on a date. And, you know, it sounds simple, but sometimes, you know, people are scared, you know, because they might really like someone or they might be really interested in someone, that they're willing to compromise, you know, what's expected and not say what's expected, because it might be a really cute guy, really cute girl, and you know, you want to lower your standards, or you want to not, you know, be difficult because you feel that you won't get, you know, opportunity to date someone like this, you know, in the future. But you can't, you know, lower your standards if this is something that, you know, you don't want to be around with for whatever reason, you know, a lot of times people do things like, you know, smoke drugs or do drugs or, you know, alcohol or, you know, any number of things that, you know, people do on dates when they go out. And if you let people know, hey, I'm not comfortable with that, you know, that's your thing, I'm not knocking your thing, but, you know, if we go on a date and this is what I expect, I don't expect to see anybody doing this or smoking this or drinking this, I don't expect it. And you have to begin to start really understanding that, you know, that's your preference. And, you know, if that person, you know, is compatible with you, then they'll respect your preferences. And, you know, that person might not be compatible with you. Everyone you went out on a date with, Lord have mercy, you're not compatible with. And you know, it's okay not to be compatible with that person. It's okay to say, hey, you know, it was interesting, but, you know, we just, you know, don't see eye to eye. You know, you're into that, I'm not into that. And, you know, keep it moving. And, you know, you have to let those things be known up front. You have to say, hey, you know, that's not me. That's not what I want. This is what I like. This is what I want. And, you know, that way you're going out and you have a clear understanding, you know, what is expected. And, you know, that would help to ease some of the awkwardness, some of the stress, some of the uncertainties of when you are dating. And it's fun to get together with people and find out what they're interested in and, you know, talk to them and get to know them. But you have to know that just because I'm talking to you, just because I'm trying to get to know you, doesn't mean that I'm your man or you're my woman, you know. And a lot of times, you know, when people go out on a date, oh, she liked me, oh, man, she into me, oh, he loves me, oh, he's, you know, no, it's not like that. And, you know, you have to let people know that up front, that, you know, this is just, we're going out, we're just, you know, having a good time, checking out each other's interests. Doesn't mean that I'm your man, doesn't mean you're my woman, doesn't mean that we're, you know, dating steadily. It just means that we went out and we, you know, had a good time, and, you know, that was about the end of it. You know, you're not the only one I'm going to be talking to. I'm not deleting everybody out my phone but you. Don't get mad when you know, you see me somewhere else with somebody else. Don't get jealous if, you know, someone else says, hey, how you doing? And, you know, you might see me going to, you know, an event somewhere, different venue with somebody other than you. So all of those things, you know, are have to be brought out to let people know what's expected. You know, sometimes folks think that just because you went out with them one time, that, you know, y'all locked down and you all are dating, And, you know, it's a one-on-one thing when it was just a time where you guys went out. And, you know, if you don't make that clear, what happens is people get the wrong message, then emotions get in the way, then feelings get in the way, then, you know, people begin to start doing things that are really not appropriate in dating. And so one of the biggest things that people need to do is when they're dating is to make sure everyone knows what's expected. What's expected. Recently, I believe there was a verdict in trials of Ohio football players who were convicted of raping a young woman, and you know, put videos and pictures all over, you know, social media. And she's drunk and she's out of it. And, you know, they got her by her legs and got her by her arms and, you know, just standing over her. And, you know, she has no idea where she is, what's going on, because I believe she said that she was drunk, or I don't know what was going on, but she didn't remember anything. But she was in a place where I guess she trusted the people, but she ended up in a compromised position, and because these young men were in these videos and, you know, in these pictures, they ended up in trouble with the legal system. And it's tough that, you know, that I don't know if it was a date, girls date night, and, you know, guys date night getting together at a party or whatever, but whatever party they were at, you know, I don't know if she was drinking on her own, if someone put something in her drink. I don't know what the toxicology screens came back. I don't know what the guys are doing, but some kind of way, that date that they ended up on, I don't know if those expectations were talked about of you know, type of relationships they were going to have, sexual relationship they're going to have with the girls, you know, all of those things can be talked about prior to the actual date. And, you know, if you go into a party and, you know, you with the guys or you with the girls, and you know at the party you want to get with somebody, you know, that's what your expectation is. You go in there to find a cute guy or a cute girl, and your expectation is that's what I want to go, and I want to get with that cute guy and cute girl, and we want to have, you know, sexual relationship. You know, that's what you know is expected. So that's the type of party you're going to go to. And if you are under the or in that group, whether it's with the guys, with the girls, and you have expectation, well, I don't want to get with anybody. I just want to have a go and have a good time. I don't want to get with anybody, whether they're cute or not. I don't want to have any, you know, type of sex relations with them. Then somewhere along the line, you need to determine, you know, is me being here in this venue the wrong place because everyone else that's come here wants to drink and party and have sexual relations? And if I come here, then that's going to be assumed that, you know, that's what I'm here to do also. And so you have to, again, you know, what's expected. When I come to this area where people are drinking and people are having sex, is you know, my being there and giving someone a confused message that, you know, that's what I want to do or that's what I'm doing. And so, you know, you have to let people know right up front, you know, that that's not what, you know, I'm about, or, you know, that's what I am about. You know, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're trying to do. But you need to let people know what that deal is so they can respect your decision. But I don't know how the young lady got, you know, passed out. I believe she was 16 years old. I don't know how she got passed out, what she was drinking, whether somebody put something in her drink, or who knows what went on. You know, a lot of stuff came out in the case, and I'm sure, you know, someone knows the real truth, but she doesn't remember what happened. And, you know, that was a date, whether, like I said, it was with the girls, with a boyfriend or whoever, that it didn't turn out too good for it, and didn't turn out too good for these Ohio teens who are going to have to do some jail time, and you know, it's tough. It's tough to really know what's going on. You know, everybody's been young at some point, dating, you know, young, you know, everybody's, you know, alcohol and drugs. You know, not to say everybody's in alcohol and drugs, but you know, in you know, college and high school, young people, you know, they mess with drugs. People say they experiment with drugs, they experiment with alcohol. And, you know, if you're in that place or that venue where people are expecting that, you know, expecting to make out, expecting to, you know, score or hit it with this person or that one, then, you know, you're gonna have to let it be known that, you know, this is not me. This might be the place where you guys do this, but this is not me. You know, I don't want to do this. I'm not expecting to do this. You know, this is as far as, you know, I'm willing to take this. And, you know, if you have to remove yourself from that, you have to remove yourself. But, you know, it's hard sometimes where you get in a place where, you know, you're influenced, you got, you know, peer pressure, and, you know, even older adults, you know, you get into a place where, you know, guys treated you nice and taking you out to dinner, and now he's saying, I done spent money on you and treated you nice, now we're going back to your place, and, you know, I'm expecting more than just a kiss, you know. You got to let these things be known. You got to let them be known. You got to know what the expectations are. So when it gets to that point where it could be some confusion or unknown territories, you've already let them know, hey, this is not going to happen. Don't try it. I'm not doing this. I'm not taking you home. If you figure that because we went out to dinner and you bought me a dinner that I'm supposed to come home and have sexual relations with you because you took me to dinner, then that's not happening, and we don't need to go to dinner. If you know, you think that I'm supposed to drink and party and have all these things with you, you know, that's not the case. Those things have to be known up front, and then you have to be careful to the point where you're saying, hey, this is not the place I want to be. You know, this is not what I expected. And you had to be vocal. This is not what I expected. This is not what I want to do. And, you know, when you communicate like that, what happens is, you know, it makes the dates go a lot smoother. It makes the dates have a lot more clarity of what's going on. Because to me, it's a very challenging thing. If you don't know someone to go out on a date, and it's you or just you and a couple people, You never met that person. You know anything about that person. So you really have to get to know that person before you know, make that leap to go out with them by yourself, or, you know, go out with just a few of you and you know, trust someone that, you know, they're not going to put anything in your drink or give you some type of drug or any of those type of things. You have to be careful. You want to think, you know, the best about people. You want to think that people are civil and decent. But, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, will take things too far for whatever reason, whether they're influenced to do it or whether it's drugs or alcohol that's influencing them. But you have to be so careful of what venues you're in, what your surroundings are, you know, what people are expecting, you know, in order to really enjoy a date. And, you know, sometimes people get on, you know, social network and they'll put their picture up on these dating services and, you know, they tell you all kind of stories. You know, they tell you all kind of stories, put up the wrong picture. I've known several people that people were dating several people at the same time, and the person got involved with them, and, you know, at the last minute, you know, they stopped being involved with the person because they dating someone and got married to the same person or married to someone while they were supposed to be dating two other people. And it's, you know, it's complicated. This dating thing is crazy. But if you don't, you know, put the expectations out there, you know, and tell this person, hey, you know, we're dating, even if we're just dating over, you know, social networking, that, you know, at a certain point, you know, I figure I should be the one that you're dating, the one you're seeing, and I don't want to be in competition with anybody else. And I've seen it happen where this guy's getting married, but you were just talking to him like y'all were, you know, dating and getting ready to go out, or, you know, I dated a couple times and, you know, still talking on social network. Now this person getting ready to get married. What happened? What was the expectation? You know, and sometimes when you put your expectations out there, people disrespect them and they still, you know, use and abuse you. So you got to be careful. We got to be careful in this dating environment. And what happens is people become, you know, jaded and people become, you know, skeptical and all kind of things that, you know, it just makes it tough and as far as wellness in the community, as far as people, you know, starting new relationships, talking, you know, dating, it makes it tough because, you know, some people don't put out what their expectations are, and then some people don't respect, you know, what other people's expectations are. So, you know, you really, really have to be careful when you're dating. You really have to do your homework. You really have to make sure you don't put yourself in any compromising positions where you walk away and leave your water or your drink or something and, you know, come back and someone has put something, you know, in your water or your drink, and now you're drinking it, and now, you know, you're not yourself. You lose control of yourself and, you know, leave yourself vulnerable for someone to take advantage of. And you have to really get to understand and say, hey, I go to the bathroom, I'm not drinking anything or eating anything that I left on this table. And if I'm hungry, if I'm thirsty, I need to order it again so I can eat it where this person that I don't know hasn't been alone with what I'm eating or drinking. And, you know, it's you know, it might, people might think that's extreme. People might think that you know, that's a bit much, but, you know, that's the way you have to be nowadays because you never know. Meeting someone for the first time, talking to them on the internet, talking to them on the phone, you know, you really have to be careful because you really don't know. You don't know how many people they've been with or, you know, what was their expectations when they were with that person. But you have to let them know that you're an individual. You have to let them know, you know, that might have been, you know, what you expected with that person, but I'm not that person. And this is what's expected with me. And no, you know, I don't need you to do, you know, this or do that. I can do this for myself. You know, I'm not, you know, adverse to telling people, you know, okay, well, that's cool. Well, I'll, you know, find a way home or, you know, I can get home. You know, sorry if it disappointed you. This is not, you know, what you wanted. I'll call someone and they can come pick me up. You don't have to take me home. We don't have to leave here together. It didn't work out. And, you know, just be truthful and upfront and keep your poise and your wits about you and you know, always have a plan B. That's what I tell my daughter, always have a plan B. Always make sure you have a way to and from and have a plan B. Make sure you understand what your environment is. The people know what type of environment you want to be in. And, you know, if things aren't going that way, to, you know, call someone who can, you know, come and, you know, get you out of there. And, you know, young people particularly, they like to hang around with their friends. They like to you know, be seen and see folk and, you know, be cool and fit in, try to find their identity. But some of them really put out too much information, and some of them leave themselves in, you know, very, you know, compromising and vulnerable situations. And it's unfortunate, but you have people that like to take advantage of that. So, again, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about dating, talking about what's expected, and just trying to you know, have a dialogue, something that goes on every day, all day long. In the world where people are trying to connect, trying to get together socially, trying to, you know, have a sense of companionship with someone, and, you know, what the process is of dating and trying to find that right person or that special someone. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. And as always, if you want to connect with us on social media, you can catch us at PACDC316. That's PACDC316. Twitter and Pastors Aid, PASTORSAID, Pastors Aid on Facebook. All right, we're going to take another break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Tonight, and what's expected. Just talking about all the different scenarios of trying to find that compatible someone that we would like to, you know, get to know better and date on a continuous basis. And you know, who knows where it's going to lead or where it will end up. And just trying to, you know, just share some information on what needs to be done when people, you know, initially start dating or been dating for a while, about making sure that the expectations are known up front, which will help make things a lot smoother, break down the confusion, help make it where there's no gray areas, where people know what the boundaries are and, you know, what someone is expecting and what they feel is appropriate during the date. And like I said, whatever way you swing, you know, you need to let someone know, you know, what you know you're expecting, so you won't get to a place where you're looking at one thing and they're looking at something else. You're like, well, you know, it becomes awkward and difficult. But if you make all of those things known up front, you get to that point and they know. Don't even ask. Don't even try, because you know we've already talked about this, and you know we just got to keep it moving. But you know, those are the things that really need to be done when you're dating. I'm going to try to get my lovely bride on the phone to see if she can share with us what she when we first started dating, what you know, was expected. Let me see if I can get her on the line. Let's see if I can call her on her cell phone. See if she'll pick up. She might be busy, but I'm gonna try anyway to see if she's available. I don't know if she's gonna be available. But in while we're waiting for this call to go through, in most cases, people that are trying to date, people are looking for someone that they're compatible with, and when you are trying to look for someone compatible with, you have to get to a situation in your life, and you have to say, hey, you know, these are the things that I'm looking for in a person. And, you know, when you begin to start, you know, looking at those things, you have to make sure that they're realistic, make sure that, you know, you're not setting yourself up for disappointment or setting yourself up for unrealistic expectation. And when you begin to do those things of setting yourself up for unrealistic expectations, then this whole dating scene becomes unpleasant. And you have to be willing to say, okay, these are some of the things that, you know, I like, some of the things I'll accept, some of the things I don't accept. And, you know, going out, you know, dating someone, talking to someone, you know, if they're not in any of those ranges that, you know, you feel that's something you want to pursue, then you have to get to a point where you don't feel obligated just because someone says hello or someone's interested in you to have to go out with that person. When you meet someone on, you know, social media, you don't have to feel obligated. You know, you have to get to the point where, you know, you're really understanding someone and you're really trusting someone to say, hey, you know, it's good or it's not good. And, you know, dating is something that really, you know, you have to know what you want. You have to know what you want, and you have to know that what you want has real expectation. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Pastor C, happy Sunday, brother. This is Rev B.
Hey, Rev B, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. We were thinking about you guys today. You guys had a long 2 weeks, man.
Oh, but yeah, I went to Carlton, and we just finished maybe about a half hour ago, so I said I wanted to call you before you got off the air, and just once again say thank you for coming out on yesterday and helping us celebrate our 50th anniversary yesterday, our banquet. So we just want to thank you and the very fine people, the heart of God, for coming out and celebrating with us yesterday. We had a good time. It was a long day. And, we turned right back around this morning and did it all over again. So it's been a blessed weekend, but it's been a long weekend, brother. It's been a long weekend.
I know that's right. But it's been good.
Yeah, it's been good. So I just want to once again, you know, thank you and your entire church family for coming out and celebrating with us. We really appreciate, you know, just the fellowship and just the love that you all always show us. And we just want to thank everybody that came out and helped us celebrate for the past couple of weeks, you know, our Sunday worships, our two-week revival that we had, and, of course, our banquet, and, of course, we wrapped it up today with Minister Trey Howard.
Yeah.
He was there to minister to us this morning. So we had a great time, and, of course, we went back out this evening to our Word of Faith Christian Church over there in Riverdale. So we just wrapped up from there. So we've had a busy day.
And back on the radio.
That's right. And back on the radio. So I said, I'm gonna call before it get too late. So
yeah.
So I was glad I was able to catch you before the time elapsed. But we had a great day today, and you know, great time on yesterday. So we just thank God for, you know, 50 years, New
Amen.
Birth Baptist.
Amen.
I thank God for the 18 years for our pastor, very fine Pastor William Gregory. So we just thank God for him and thank God for our First Lady, Sheila G, and as we call her. So we just thank God for them, and just thank God for the whole New Birth Church ministry. So definitely just give all praise and glory to God, and so we just thankful for that. You know, it's good to celebrate, but now
time
to get back to some
trying
normalcy
to
and trying to recuperate. That's right.
While we got you, when we're talking about dating and the expectations that we're talking about tonight, dating and what are the expectations?
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I was touching base on was, you know, when people begin to start wanting to, you know, fulfill that, you know, that need to have companionship, is that they should know, number one, that they should know, you know, what they're looking for themselves, and then number two, should be able to express that to someone else who they might be interested in dating, so that, you know, when if and when, you know, people are dating, that, you know, it takes away those gray areas and those uncomfortable moments, or that should I or shouldn't I, by letting people know, you know, up front, you know, hey, I don't want to go to this type of venue, I don't want to be around, you know, this type of thing, or I do like this, or I don't like this. So when the two people get together, you know, that awkward part of how far should I go or where should I go is already taken care of.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you bring up a good point, Pastor. See, I know we only have a few minutes left, but, you know, the biggest problems that we do have with relationships is that people go into them, you know, I guess you could say blindfolded. The other thing is we go into relationships assuming, you know, we don't sit down and talk or discuss things. We just assume that this is just the way it is, or we assume that, you know, the partner automatically knows what we like, right, what we don't like, what we like to do, what we don't like to do, you know, where you like to go, where you don't like to go. And a lot of times, you know, those things aren't defined going into the relationship. So you have those awkward moments where, you know, one person is trying to please another person, but that person is not pleased because the person is not doing what they like. So, you know, before you go into any relationship, you know, you need to lay out on the table what the expectations are going to be. What type of relationship is this going to be? You know, express yourself. Say who you are. Say what you like to do. Say what you don't like to do. Who you like to hang around. Who you don't like to hang around. You know, what are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I mean, just all of these different things. Do you want to get married? Do you want to have children? Mm-hmm. Is this a serious relationship? Are we casually dating? You know, you have to define all of those things before you can get into any relationship, because if it's not defined, then, you know, it's going to end up on a bad note, you know, because that's where the arguments come in, that's where the miscommunication comes in, because now, you know, you're going through these things and, you know, the groundwork hasn't been established. You don't have a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you get into any relationship, you gotta establish ground rules. You gotta have a foundation, and then you build upon that. And once you're able to build upon that, then you can move forward, and then you can start to venture out and do things. But if you haven't established the groundwork, if you haven't laid down the foundation, then the relationship's going to fall because it's not built on anything.
Right. I mentioned about these fellas that are you know, facing serious punishment in this Ohio rape case where they just got convicted. And I was just trying to, you know, let people know that you really have to know, you know, what type of venue you're going to be in, you know. If you know that you're going to be in a venue where the guys are trying to get with the girls, they're trying to drink, they're trying to drug, you know, to know that, you know, these type of things can be miscommunicated if you didn't let them know up front that you know, now the guys, now the girls rape, now she don't know what happened, you know, she was passed out, now the guys are going to jail. You know, if someone knows, okay, this is what's going to be here and this is what I'm looking for, you know, you have to know that if that's where you want to be, that's what the expectation you're going to be in. That these type of things, you know, need to be said up front. And if it's a thing that if there's something involved there where I might pass out or someone might take advantage of me, then I need to understand and tell my girls and my boys that I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be there, and let's avoid going there because, you know, bad things can happen, you know, whether it's the girl, whether it's the guy. You know, nobody's condoning anything, you know, illegal that went on. But if you don't let people know up front, hey, this is not where I want to be, you know, there's drugs here, I'm underage, you're too old for me, you're doing drugs or whatever, then you have to say, hey, I need to avoid this. You know, if we're going out, I don't want to go to any, you know, parties like this because it opens me up for too many things negative that can happen in my life. So if we're going to date, if we're going to go out, you know, I don't want to go to this type of venue. I don't want to go to this type of place where drugs, alcohol, underage drinking is taking place because too many negative things can happen that can hurt and devastate people's lives for the rest of their lives. And so going into it, I need to let everybody know that up front. Call me what you want. Call me stale, square, or whatever. But I've seen it, heard it too many times that people can get in too much trouble by, you know, dating or going into places where, you know, it hasn't been established and that's not my thing. And then I don't want to get into that position.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing is that, you know, you got to look at the person that you're dating. You got to look at who they hang around with. That's the telltale story. You know, there's an old saying that said if you really want to know who a person is, don't look at them, but look at who they hang out with, kind of, you know, paraphrasing a little bit. And that's something that we really have to watch out for. Whoever we're interested in, who do they hang out with? What type of people are they that they're hanging out with? Because that's going to tell you who they really are.
Right.
You know, so we have to be mindful of that. You know, if they go into parties and it's nothing but drinking and people trying to hook up with one another, then you ought to say, you know what, maybe I don't want to hang out with this guy, or maybe I don't want to hang out with this young lady because they keep company that, you know, I'm not accustomed to. You know, so you know you have to be mindful of that because, you know, sometimes we get, you know, so blinded.
yeah.
You know, because, you know, we just get so caught up in the infatuation of, oh, that's my boo-boo and that's my honey, and, you know, we don't see the signs. We just blind to the fact. You know, we just young and dumb and just all green behind the ear, and, you know, we're not paying attention to anything. And the next thing you know, you done got caught up in some mess, whether you got pregnant, whether you done caught something, whatever, you know, great, whatever. You done got caught up in something because you were just so into them, how they look and how they talk and how they dress, that you couldn't see nothing else. You know, and the whole time you see all of these signs that are telling you this person ain't good for you, but we just keep ignoring them because, you know, we just in infatuation. We ain't in love, we just in infatuation. And, you know,
we just want to fit in, be popular.
Right, and we don't see it until it's too late. You know, and that's the sad part is that you don't see it until it's too late. But, you know, you have to keep an open mind. You know, you got to look at things with your spiritual eye, not just with your physical eyes, you know, and really see who these individuals are that we have an interest in, you know. And you got to really examine them. You know, you got to study them and know.
Right. And you got to let your expectation, I said, you got to let them know, yeah, hey, you know, I'm not into that. You know, that's not me. That might be you.
Right.
That's not me. We don't have to date. There's more people out here that we can date. I don't need to date. You don't have to take me home. I don't have to take you home. We can cut it right here. No biggie. Keep it moving, you know.
Keep it moving. That's right. You know, and the other thing is have expectations for yourself. Don't just date anybody. You know, don't just say I need a man because I need a man or I need a woman just because I need a woman. But have expectations, you know. Have high expectations for yourself and for the person that you're in a relationship with. Hold them accountable. Don't let them just, you know, be sitting on your couch playing video games all day and blah, 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 you know, just to say you got a man at home. But, you know, have expectations for yourself and for your partner, because if everybody's held accountable, then that helps for a much healthier relationship. But if you just got one person trying to pull the weight to make the relationship work, it's a defeated purpose. It's a defeated purpose, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Like I said, I was telling people about how my wife and I date. We pretty much, you know what our expectations are. I said we've been dating almost 30 years, and so we know that, you know, there's a certain place we like to go, a certain type of venue, atmosphere. We don't like to go any place where, you know, the service is not good, or, you know, it's just people that don't know how to behave civilly. And, you know, we you know, pick one time, I'll pick one place, you'll pick one place. So, you know, that's the married people dating. and, you know, she'll drive up or I drive back or I'll drive up and she'll drive back. That's the married people dating. But from a single man's point of view, Rev, what is one of the things that you are expecting when you go out on a date? Just give me one.
Well, I mean, you know, normally, you know, there are some expectations, you know, when you go out on a date, you know, where do you like to go, what type of food you like, what type of venues do you like. I mean, all of those things are, you know, pretty much kind of identified. You know, do you like to go out during the day? Do you like to go out picnicking? You know, all those different types of things. So it's the same expectations, you know. And usually, you know, you usually have talked to this person for a while. You kind of have an understanding of who they are before you go out on that initial, you know, that initial first date. So you kind of have a good foundation, a good understanding. So, you know, the date is just kind of like, you know, the culminating activity. So you say, okay, I've been talking to this person, so now, you know, let's go out, have a bite to eat, go to the movies or whatever, and then see how that works. You know, but like you say, you know, usually you can determine whether or not it's going to be something serious or not.
Right.
You know, that's
I'm going to ask you this. Now, you going out and say you and the young lady, you going out, and and you see one of your female friends, you know, that you know back in college days or, you know, from ministry or something, and they come over and they say, hey, how you doing, Rev B? How on a date? I mean, you're not serious with this person. You just on a date. You know, it might be a first date, a second date. What is the expectation from you? From the young lady that you're dating to be able to handle, you just say hello to an associate or yours, and what do you think their expectation should be to you, or from you, or how would you deal with that situation? It's like, okay, we're on our second date.
I've had things like that happen before, you know, and to me, you know, I just play it cool. I'm like, hey, this is my friend, you know, so-and-so, and this is my friend so-and-so. We grew up together in the church, blah, 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 da-da-da. You know, because, you know, you want to make sure that each party is identified properly. So that way it's no gray area. You know, it's got to be black and white, you know. Because if not, then you know, Pastor C, you're going to get about 550 questions before the night goes. Where do you know her from? What type of friend is she with? You know, so it's best just to say, hey, this is, you know, my friend from so-and-so. I've been knowing her for a long time. You know, so it's good just to be open because you never want to leave anything unclear to anybody for them to think, like, is this a girlfriend or is this a past girlfriend or... Well, who is she? Are y'all out on a date? You know, so, you know, I mean, you just have to be very clear because, you know, one wrong word will set it off.
Yeah. Is there a thing of, you know, how long you should be into that conversation? You shouldn't go back down memory lane with you with that.
You're not doing all of that. You better get that conversation out in about 30 seconds. You know, hi, nice to see you, good to see you. You know, keep in touch, I'll be in touch with you, blah, blah, blah. You know, something like that. You know, but no long, drawn-out conversation because then it's like, you know, then the person that you're out on a date with is going to feel like, you know, this person is infringing on your time. And they really are.
Right.
You know, I mean,
flip it the other way. So you know, would you be expecting for, you know, if they see, you know, a fella, you know, they grew up, went to college with or something, you know, an old job or something, you're not expecting them to go back down memory lane for 4 or 5 minutes either?
No, not on my clock, no. Nah. I mean, you just want to keep it brief and short, and we get back, you know, to our time, our date, you know, whatever we're doing. You don't want it to be long and drawn out, because then the other person is starting to feel a little insecure and maybe getting a little restless and whatever. So you don't want, you know, you don't want that, especially if it's somebody you're dating. Now, you know, yeah. Pastor C, it may be a little different when you're married, because I'm sure your wife probably already knows who this female is, but, you know,
right.
if you're dating, it might be something totally different. The rules of engagement are totally different when you're single and dating as to when you're married. So, you know, so you don't want it to be, you know, a long, drawn out, going down memory lane type conversation.
Yeah.
You just want it to be a quick hi and bye, introduce one another, and then, you know, good seeing you, take care of yourself, and move on to your date.
yeah. Okay. Well, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, I appreciate you answering those questions.
Definitely. And I just want to, before we get off the air, I just want to make just one quick announcement to all our listeners. This Friday, my brother's Keeping Unity, we want to be at Agape Baptist Church, which is right in Suitland, right off of Pennsylvania Avenue. I think they're having a revival this weekend. We've been asked to come here Friday night to do praise and worship for them, and I think the service starts at 7 o'clock. That's Pastor Montgomery at Agape Missionary Baptist Church. So we're thankful for them for inviting us as well.
All right. Well, we got a busy schedule, man, but we say to God be the glory. But we thank everyone for tuning in and listening in, and you know, dating is serious. You know what you're getting into, know what's expected, and, you know, it'll help with your wellness, and which will help with the wellness in our community. So now that you've got the resource, we say get connected.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.